Tom, you silly Billy.
Have you finished?
No.
No? You'd like those?
No.
Well, I'll clear the table. And then shall we have a little look at what's in this bag?
Big train.
Big train?
Yes, oh yes.
Do you remember we bought it yesterday, didn't we? Just going to wipe the table.
Yes.
And then we'll wipe your hands and face, and then we'll have a look in the shopping bag. Daddy's gone to work. Hasn't she?
Yes.
And Mummy's got to go into work later on. Mummy's got to go to work at about 11 o'clock. Because all the students come back this weekend. Term starts tomorrow. And they're all moving in today. Aren't they? So, Grandma and Grandad are looking after Thomas today.
In a minute. About a minute.
Back in a minute. Well, Daddy's come to work already and he should be home sometime this afternoon. And Mummy's going to work.
Oh, no!
More?
Yeah.
Mummy's going to work at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And she won't be home until perhaps 11 o'clock tonight.
Mmm.
Yes, it's a long day, isn't it?
Mmm.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So, Grandma and Grandad are going to stay for tea. And Daddy will be putting Thomas to bed tonight.
Read the books!
And he'll read the book. Or some books for you, yes. He'll read the books.
Choo-choos.
Choo-choos, yes. Oh, you got those yesterday, didn't you? In Tesco we bought some nice Thomas the Tank Engine books.
Mmm,
there we are. You're not sticky now, are you?
Big boy.
A big boy? You're a big boy, are you?
Yes.
It's nice to know. Just dry your hands.
Yes.
Oh, it's a bit wet today, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not really raining, but it doesn't look all that nice.
No, patter, patter.
No, bit of batter. I think it'll rain later on.
Patter, patter.
We went to see Jo last night, but we didn't actually see her. We put a letter through her letterbox, didn't we? And do you remember that wind? It was so windy, but it was beautiful and warm, wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
We were blown along, weren't we?
Mmm.
Oh, these are the books we bought yesterday in the supermarket.
Yes.
And can you see on the spine on the back of each book there are some letters? Oh gosh, it's windy today, did you hear that? It was the patio door, wasn't it?
Mm.
So they spell T-H-E-R-M-A-S. Thomas. They spell the word Thomas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books. And they fit into that little box, look.
Yay!
That's lovely, isn't it? When you were only a few weeks old, we got some little books in a box like that. Thomas the Tank Engine box.
Ooh!
Do you remember the ones about Gordon and Henry and Percy and James?
Yeah.
And they're still your favourite books, aren't they?
Yes.
That's some of these characters are new to Mummy. I only know Percy, Henry, Gordon, Edward, James, Thomas, Toby. Which one's that? That's Toby the tram engine. We know Toby, don't we?
James.
And Daisy. That's the little girl train. Can you see her face? She's got eyeshadow on, mascara and blusher and lipstick. She looks very pretty compared to Toby, doesn't she?
Mm.
Oh, look, there's a cow on the line.
Yeah.
What are those children doing?
Yeah.
Are they waving at Daisy?
Yes.
And this is one called Stepney. Oh, Stepney must be the man rather than the train. Because it says one day Stepney and his goods train was stopped by a signal near a cricket field. So that must be Stepney. This is his goods train. I wonder what the goods train's called. Oh, but look, there's Caroline, the car.
Mm.
It's a nice red car, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, the train must be called Stepney. Because look, that's the train. And it says Stepney. Not come across Stepney before, have we?
No.
And, oh, we know who this is. Who's this?
Percy.
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 He looks like he's got strawberry jam all over his face. Percy and Henry.
Henry.
And who's that, the fat controller?
Yeah. No hat on.
No hat on? No, he's not wearing his hat, is he? There's his hat. He's taking his hat off. Oh, and look. The three of them together. Who's that?
James.
And who's that?
Percy.
And who's that?
Thomas.
Thomas. That's right. And this one's called Mind That Bike. That's Percy again, isn't it? Percy's the green engine. I think it's Henry Green as well. I think Henry's green, isn't he?
Yeah.
And what's the postman called? Tom Tipper.
Tom Tipper.
Tom Tipper the postman. And Percy's a mail train, isn't he? Look, can you see Tom Tipper the postman? He's riding a bicycle, isn't he? Oh, what's happened?
Fell down.
Fell down. The bicycle's fallen onto the line. Oh, and Percy didn't see it and he's run over it, hasn't he? Look. Tom Tipper's post van. A brand new red van. That's nice, isn't it?
James.
Oh, James. Yes. James has a big red nose, doesn't he, there?
Bee.
Has he been stung by a bee?
Yeah.
What's, a bee stung his nose?
Yeah.
Bzz, 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 bzz. What do you suppose? A bee sat on my nose. And what do you think? It gave me a wink and said,
I
beg your pardon. I thought you were the garden. Bzz. Well, shall we read this one, James and the Bees? Oh, look, and there's a tractor there called Trevor. One morning, Trevor, the traction engine, delivered a beehive to the station. It was from the vicar who liked to send honey to his friends. But the beehive fell open and broke and the bees escaped. The bee sat on James's boiler because it was nice and warm. One bee stung James on the nose. Eee! Whistled James. They tried to wash the bees off, but the water didn't work. They would have to fetch another hive instead. The vicar was waiting in the orchard with a new hive. When James arrived, the bees swarmed straight in. Come on, James, said his driver, let's get back to the yard. What you need now is a good hose down. Thank you for saving my bees, said the vicar when he saw James again. It's a pity it's not Christmas, then we could call you James the Red-Nosed Engine. But instead they decided to call James the Bee's Knees, which means more useful than ever. James has a number 5 on him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right, and the last book. Oh, it's called Henry and the Elephant. Oh, here's Henry, you see. He's a green engine, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't look very happy, does he, on that picture? Can you see his face? What's that?
The elephant.
An elephant. That's a very big elephant, isn't it?
That's the back ribs.
Is he walking backwards, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh dear, Henry's got a wet face now. Elephants suck water up with their long trunk, don't they? And it looks to me as if the elephant sucked some water from the bucket and then gone and squirted it all over Henry's face.
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. So yeah. Look at that one. That one, Henry's got a wet face because the elephant squirted him. This one, James has a red nose because the bee stung him. That one, Percy's not looking very happy. His face looks miserable because he'd run over the postman's bike. We don't know the story about that one, but Percy's covered in strawberry jam. That one looks quite happy. The train that we know nothing about, Stepney, he looks happy. And Daisy, she looks happy. Daisy has pretty makeup on her face, doesn't she? Your grandma's called Daisy. My mummy's called Daisy. And now we found a train called Daisy. And a cow called Daisy.
That one.
Just realised I made myself a cup of tea a few minutes ago. It's probably stewed by now. And all the books are different colours, aren't they?
Yes.
Are you all right, darling?
Yes.
What's the matter?
Sit down.
Sit down?
Yeah.
Are you happy sitting down?
Yes. Oh. Let me read it.
Let me read it. Well, let's just look at the colours, shall we? What colour is this?
Red.
Red. And?
James, yellow.
Yellow.
Blue.
Blue.
Pink,
it's purple.
Purple. It's orange.
Orange. And what's the one in your hand?
The yellow one.
Which colour's this? What colour's this, I should say? And we can't talk this morning, can she?
No.
There we are. We've put them into order, so they say Thomas. Six letters, six books, all spelling Thomas. Because that's your name, isn't it, Thomas?
Yay!
So you'll have to learn how to spell it. Now, what have we got in this bag?
The train.
The big train? Have we bought this for Jonathan's birthday?
Yes. What got here?
What got here? I'll show you what we've got. We've got a train for Jonathan, which you can't play with because we need to wrap it up, don't we, to give it to him. Oh, just found the soap in the bag as well. There we are. Do you remember this?
Yes.
You've got one of these.
Tank.
Pardon?
Choo-choo
tank. Choo-choo tank?
I'll play it.
And it's in the box too, isn't it? That's right. You press the driver down and the wheels go very fast. We can't take it out of the box, though. No, we can't take it out of the box because this is for Jonathan. Shall I go and find yours?
There's two ones.
It says 12 months plus, and Jonathan's exactly 12 months this week. We haven't been back to your bag of toys yet, have we? The bag of toys that you took to grandma's. Yeah. This is yours out of the box. Yours looked like that when we first bought it, didn't it?
Two ones,
yes. There's one in a box, a brand new one for Jonathan. And that's yours. But they're exactly the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Two ones.
Whoops. Right, shall we put Jonathan's away now?
The shark hat.
You see all the pictures on the box? It says, push and go, Thomas the Tank Engine. Push down on my engine's driver's head, said Thomas, and watch me chuff down the line. Chuff, 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 chuff.
Yeah.
I think you're going to enjoy this, because you didn't see this.
No.
You didn't see what Mummy was buying for you, did you?
No.
Ah, I see, it's a little surprise. What's Mummy bought?
A box.
A lot of boxes. It says suitable from 3 years, but I'm sure you'll be all right.
Two one.
Yes, look, there's a railway engine. That's the main engine. And then we've got three railway carriages. They're all different, aren't they?
Let's hold it.
You hold it and I'll start unpacking the boxes.
Let's hold it.
I'm trying to open them, Thomas. Thomas, you've made a little bit of a smell, haven't you?
Oh!
Look, you've stacked them all up.
What's this?
Let's open this one first. Whoopsie-daisy. Somebody's alarm's going off. How many boxes have we got on the table?
Yes.
So you're a lucky boy because this weekend you've been given a box with some Thomas the Tank Engine box. And now you've got a railway engine, three carriages and a bridge.
And the bridge.
Haven't you?
Ooh.
It's really nice.
Yes. Ooh, what's this?
What is it?
It's
a little wooden train. It's a railway engine. And these are all railway carriages. Well, you've opened the box, clever boy. Not easy to open, are they?
No. Mummy is doing.
What's Mummy doing? I'm trying to open the boxes. It's not very easy.
No, it's easy.
No easy, no, not easy. Right, so this is a railway carriage.
Yellow and green.
There. It's yellow and green. It's got nice bright red wheels, a yellow carriage and a green roof. And look. You see these two silver shiny bits?
Yes.
Look, they clip together like that. It's called a magnet, Thomas.
Magnet.
A magnet.
Magnet, no.
Look. That's nice, isn't it?
Two ones.
Now we've got another carriage here when I open the package. This is another railway carriage. This time it's a blue one.
But I love sandwich.
That clips on as well. And the final one, another carriage, but this one to me looks more like it's a goods train. I think the other one must carry passengers because it has doors and windows, doesn't it? That one has a door and windows, and the other one just has windows. But this one doesn't have any doors or windows. And look, you can put things in there. You can put that at the back. Too fascinated with it to talk, aren't you?
Oh. Mm.
That's right, it's the, that's lovely, yes, it's the silver things. And what are they called? The silver magnets. They clip together. That's that way. And that way. And that way. That's very easy, isn't it?
The one.
That's wonderful. And then what have we got here? Well, we've bought the bridge, haven't we? It's a three-piece bridge. But this is the sort of thing that when it comes to birthdays or Christmas, if you get any money, you can buy some more, can't you? Very quiet.
Yes, already.
Are you just so busy looking at the trains? Mm. Oh no, what's this, Thomas? What is this?
A train bridge.
It's a bridge. Look at that. That's beautiful, isn't it? Because look, trains can go over the bridge. Oh dear. Over the bridge and onto the floor. No, 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 just over the bridge. Oh! I think we'll do it that way because we mustn't have them falling on the floor, must we? Oh! No, I don't think we should do that. I think we'll have to play with them on the floor, Thomas. Because they're going to break, aren't they? If they fall from a big height like that. What we'll have to do is buy some more track so that they don't just fall off and go on the floor.
Yeah.
But what else is there with this bridge? Look, three tunnels. Oh, that won't go under there, will it?
No, that will not.
But that will, won't it? The train will go through the central arch. What do you think to that? You think that's funny, don't you?
Yeah.
What we'll have to do is buy more track so it goes round in a circle and then it can't fall off. No, 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 be careful, Thomas. Be careful. And the box is quite nice as well, isn't it? The trains could live in a box, couldn't they?
A duck. A bear. A bear. A bear. Fall down.
Yes, they've all fallen down, haven't they? Fallen onto the floor. Shall we pick them up?
Yeah.
Do you like those?
First, the bridge.
The magnets are very strong, aren't they? They clip together easily.
Ooh, a little bit.
Do you think there are people sitting in the train? Going up on the bridge?
Yes.
Oopsie-daisy. Is the whole train going up on the bridge?
Up in the air.
In the air? Again, again, shall I send it back to you?
Yeah, it's a toss.
Go up this way.
And down.
And down, that's right.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, has one of the carriages fallen over? That's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to go back to the shop and buy some more track, I think. You're not saying a lot because you're so fascinated by this train, aren't you?
Mmm.
Mmm. Are you giving them all to me now, are you?
They just fell down.
The bridge fell down?
Yeah.
Do you think the horse would like to go galloping up the bridge?
Oh!
And what about your Lego train? Do you think the Lego train will fit on there?
Yes.
The Lego train's a little bit too big, isn't it?
The bridge.
A little bit too big.
Again.
Again, are you sending it back at the bridge?
Trains. Trains. There.
Why don't we put the end of the bridge, the end of the track, there? So that as the trains come down, in fact I better put it that way, as the trains come down the bridge, they go straight into the box instead of on the floor. How's that?
Yes, it's more.
Straight into the engine shed. That's better, isn't it? Is that better?
Yes.
The last one.
Down.
Wow.
I'll go and see.
Shall we put the end of this railway track into that box? That box isn't quite as large as the other one, so they're not all going to fit in. But it just stops them falling on the floor, doesn't it?
Great!
That's better.
Coming out.
Coming out?
Shed.
It's coming out of the shed? Coming out of the shed, down the track and woo! Into the shed!
And the shed.
Pardon?
The shed.
The shed. The railway shed, isn't that where they sleep at night?
Yes, it's dark.
When it gets dark. Oh, you were disappointed last night when we went to Joe's house because it was dark but we couldn't see the moon, could we?
Hold on.
And it's a bit dull today.
Yes.
All the poor students will be travelling in the rain. And they'll arrive and they'll have to walk in the rain to their bedrooms. They'll be feeling, some of them will be feeling quite miserable because they'll be away from home for the first time. And they'll arrive in the rain and they'll feel very sad.
Coming out of the shed.
Coming out of the shed.
Hooray!
And going into the other shed.
The other shed.
It doesn't say on the back of the box, Thomas. What else do they do?
Shed.
We bought the train and we bought the carriages. I think we could have bought a different train. We'll perhaps go and get another train another time. We'll definitely buy some more track. And I think you've already got some wooden trees and a wooden church and some wooden houses. So we could create a little village, couldn't we?
A little village.
I think it shows on the back of that box. Oh yes, it looks like they've got a church and a school and some houses, trees, some animals and signs. So I think really it's more track we need and perhaps we'll get another engine. But you've got to be a very, very good boy before you get anything else. Because we've spent a lot of pennies, haven't we? And we only went to buy a birthday present for Jonathan. And it's Daniel's birthday tomorrow, isn't it? Daniel's having a party this afternoon, but unfortunately Mummy and Daddy are both working, so Thomas can't go. I mean, Mummy Gail's hoping to have a barbecue. The weather's not going to be very nice today. I feel quite sorry for her. And what are we buying Daniel? We couldn't get it on Saturday because it wasn't in the shops. He wants Pilchard, the blue pussycat from Bob the Builder, doesn't he?
Pilchard!
Pilchard, that's right. It's a little blue beanbag toy in the shape of Pilchard, the pussycat. But we got to the shop and there was only one there and the girl in front of us bought it, didn't she? So we got to go back to the shop another day and pick up a Pilchard for Daniel. How old's Daniel tomorrow, Thomas?
2 and 3 months.
How old?
2 and 5 months.
2 and 5 months? No, you're 2 and 5 months. Daniel will be 2 years old tomorrow, just two. You're 5 months older than him. Daniel's 2 years old tomorrow, Monday, and Jonathan is 1 year old on Wednesday. And Thomas is 2 and 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 and 5 months. It's gone quickly, hasn't it? Two years and 5 months. Wow. What I'll see if we've got in the cupboard, Thomas, is a bigger box, a larger box. Oh, look at this. Well, that's better. If we use one of these old washing powder boxes. How about that? Because it's slightly larger. That makes a much bigger engine shed, doesn't it?
Hello.
Hello, Thomas. I've just looked in your cupboard. What's a lemon doing in your cupboard?
A
Yes, I'd like to know. What's a lemon doing in your cupboard? Not lemons. I'm going to put Jonathan's present back in the bag, and then before Wednesday we've got to wrap it up. We bought some nice Teletubby wrapping paper, didn't we? You've got a yellow engine, have you? The yellow carriage. Shall we put that there?
No numbers.
Pardon?
No numbers.
No numbers.
Two cheese on it. Two cheese.
Two what on it, darling?
No cheese.
No cheese on it.
No paper. Two papers.
Two papers?
Yeah.
Why are you saying no cheese and two papers on it?
Or two papers. Two papers.
Newspapers?
No papers.
Oh, I see. That train's carrying newspapers, is it?
Yes.
It's like the mail train, but it's carrying newspapers. Oh dear, it's looking very dull outside. Grandma and Grandmother will be travelling, won't they, on the motorway?
What's this?
This is the newspaper.
It's so dirty.
This newspaper's too big to go on your train, though, isn't it?
Big. Big one.
A big one. It's a big newspaper.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Window, shed, and I'm going to do it.
Do you like me to put the bridge back in the box?
Bridge.
The bridge back in the box like that?
Yes.
How's that?
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes. A big noise.
Big noise?
Yes.
Oh yes, it does make a big noise, doesn't it, when it goes in the box? It's not really the box though, it's the engine shed, isn't it?
And I do do papers for one. Bring paper.
Do you know why I was looking at the newspaper, Thomas? Because I think this week...
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat. Well, I don't know. I think this week the school's programmes will start again. And I was just looking to see, because we always watch Teletubbies, don't we, at 10 o'clock. But I think things like Auntie Mabel and Pippin will start again this week.
Oh!
And you like watching that, don't you? Auntie Mabel and Pippin.
Mabel Pippin.
It looks like Bob the Builder's on at 7 o'clock in the morning during the week. It's a long, long time since we've watched things like this, because they all stop during the summer, don't they? Teletubbies has been the only thing that's carried on. Oh, Friday. Gosh, this is much earlier than normal. Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's come outside. That's with Auntie Mabel and Pippin. The only problem is we go to music lesson at 9 o'clock. So there's not going to be time to... Oh, no, we don't. What am I talking about? What time is your music class? Yes, we do usually leave about that time in the morning to get there, don't we? We'll have to put it on video like we did last year. On Friday, it's come outside at 9 o'clock, story time at 9:15, and 9:30, words and pictures. And then at 10 o'clock, Teletubbies, but you definitely won't see Teletubbies on a Friday morning, because we've gone to Vanadrum time, haven't we? Let's see what's happening on Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning, Monday morning. Oh, come outside, repeated on Monday mornings at 9 o'clock, and at 9:15 story time, and at 9:30 words and pictures. So that's exactly the same as Friday. Well, we're on Monday mornings, aren't we? So we can watch that. You're not talking to me, are you?
No.
No? Are you too busy?
No.
Fair enough. Oh, look at that picture. What's that?
Doggy.
A doggy. It's a little Dalmatian puppy, isn't it?
Puppy.
It's a programme about Battersea Dogs Home. And there's a lady cuddling a little Dalmatian puppy.
Mama do it.
It looks to me, Thomas, as if they all clip together with this little magnet here, but sometimes they clip better than others, don't they? Where's the other train gone? Well, we're missing a carriage. Oh, there they are, it's in the empty shed. Let's clip that to that, and this one to this one.
In the box.
Back in the box.
Fall down again.
Shall I clip it together? Look, shall we show you? You see this hole here?
Yeah.
And this piece of wood sticking out there?
Over there.
You slot that into there like that. Just drop it in and it's all mended. All mended. And there we are. Engine shed back.
Box.
You've got a box back at this side. How's that? I brought something else upstairs down as well.
What's this?
Those are your whales that you play with in the bath, the three whales. But they all clip together to make a train. They won't go over the bridge, they're a little bit big, but you don't usually play with them downstairs, do you?
No.
They might well have water in them, Thomas, so be careful. Are you going to talk to me while I set the ironing board up?
Yes, talk to it.
You're going to talk to me?
Yes.
Mummy's got to be very smart today, hasn't she?
Yes.
No slopping around in t-shirts a minute ago. Got to wear a suit. And then this evening, the students are all settled in. I've got to go to a cheese and wine, Thomas.
Cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine, that's a shame, isn't it? Not looking forward to that at all.
No.
No. Can't enjoy myself, can I?
No, the blue whale.
Oh dear, has the blue whale? What's happened to the blue whale? Is it falling on the floor? There we are. So Mummy's going to take along her special blue jacket so I can change evening I can change into that special jacket, can't I?
Yes.
So I've just got to iron a nice blouse. And I shall iron some trousers for you while I'm doing it. Because I would imagine when Grandma Neil had come, you're going to be going to Stockport. Grandma said she needed some things from Stockport. Well, you're probably going to John Lewis because that's open on Sunday, isn't it? And Daddy's got to cook tea tonight.
Yes.
Chicken. And potatoes.
Potatoes.
And carrots.
Carrots.
And peas.
Peas.
We haven't had a meal like that for a long time, have we?
No.
We usually have things like pasta, don't we? Are you enjoying playing with those trains, Thomas?
Yes.
You are, aren't you?
What's this?
It's a yellow whale.
What's this?
A red whale. And then for pudding tonight, Mummy's got something in the freezer. And there's some ice cream as well.
Mm.
So if you don't like what Grandma and Grandad and Daddy are having, you could have an ice cream, couldn't you?
Mm.
Would you like that?
Yes.
That sounds very nice, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm.
Can you hear this funny noise? It's a steam iron. Oh, you're not in the least bit interested in talking to me, are you?
No.
No, because you've got a new train set. Who brings trains to play with you?
Mitra.
Mitra, she brings some trains, doesn't she? Mm. To play with when she comes. Her train set's very nice, isn't it?
Yes, a train set.
It is a nice train set. It's a lot bigger than this one. And it makes lots of interesting noises, and we've got signals that go up and down. Whereas these are just little wooden engines, aren't they, on a wooden track?
Yes.
Still, I think you're quite happy with this, aren't you? It's starting to rain, Thomas. Are you going to say Postman Pat? Sing Postman Pat.
Postman Pat, I like dog. Early morning, bright dawn. Early morning, just a steady dawning. Big letters of sack. Hitting the nose with a run. And the nose with a run.
You seem stuck on. Everybody knows his bright red fun. Then what happens?
Letters.
Friends come out.
The flames. Postman Pat, watch out! In the morning, just as day dawning, put letters on sack.
That's very clever. Postman Pat, and his black and white cat. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the letters in his sack. Everybody knows his bright red bun. All his friends come out as he waves to greet them, maybe. You can never be sure there'll be knock, ring,
back,
letters to your door. Postman Pat, and his black and white cat. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he reaches for the letters in his sack. That's not actually the proper words, we've almost forgotten them, but that's the gist of it, isn't it? Are you going to sing it again?
Postman Pat, and what are?
Black and white cat, that's right, not car.
This is a little mountain and it seems a little tower now. The land is Thomas and Postman Pat.
What's our postman called? Ray. Postman Ray, Postman Ray. Postman Ray may be coming today. Actually, won't be coming today because it's Sunday.
Sunday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
What flipping night?
Saturday, Sunday. That makes a week. Do you know the days of the week yet, Thomas?
What flipping night?
Watch flipping on.
Yeah.
Well, no, we could, that's tomorrow. Pippin's on at 9 o'clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Backward.
Friday. Saturday.
Saturday.
And Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. What happens on each of those days? Monday, it's the bin bag lorry.
Yes.
Tuesday, it's toddler group.
Yes.
And Wednesday, Mummy goes to work. Grandma and Grandad comes to look after you.
Yeah.
Thursday, Demetra comes.
Yes.
Friday.
Saturday.
Friday, it's the beehive. Oh, it's banger drum time. The beehive. The park and the shops. What about Saturday? Dad is usually at home on a Saturday, isn't he?
Yes.
Do we go shopping on Saturdays?
Yes.
And what about Sunday?
Sunday.
What do we do on Sundays? Although we're not doing it today, are we?
No.
Do you usually go to church on a Sunday?
Yes.
See Isabel?
Yes. Daddy Rod.
And Daddy Rod. And then we usually go out on Sunday afternoons, don't we, somewhere?
Yes.
Are you going to sing Bow Bow Black Sheep to me?
Bow Bow Black Sheep, I'm a little. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Green Black Frog. One of the master, one of the dame, one of the boy you don't know.
Very good. And what about Pussycat, Pussycat? Where have you been?
Well, the Pussycat, where have you been? We are London, not a room.
You've been to London to look at the Queen.
Pussycat, what are the nurse? But in the mouse chair.
Pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under her chair. You going to sing it again?
Bow, bow, black sheep. A little mouse, yes, sir, yes. The three but four, one of my sisters, one of them, one of the bird and an egg.
Wonderful. Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, three bags full. One for the master and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Thank you, said the master, and thank you, said the dame, and thank you, said the little boy.
Down the lane!
Down the lane! And what about marching?
Marching, marching, marching the devil all day long. Stop,
Shall I sing it with you?
Yes.
Marching together, marching together all day long. Swinging our arms in time to the music, we just keep on marching along. March.
Stop.
No!
Marching
together, marching together all day long. Swinging our arms in time to the music, we just keep on marching along.
Stop!
March.
Stop!
Now you sing it.
Bow Bow Black Sheep.
You can sing Bow Bow Black Sheep, yes. I think you're so engrossed in your trains, you don't really want to do anything, do you?
No.
Thought not.
Or not.
Thought not. Marching together, marching together all day long, swinging our arms in time to the music. We just keep on marching along.
Not more stops.
March.
Stop. Go.
Stop and go.
Stop and go.
We do a lot of things at music class, like high and low and slow and fast and up and down, don't we? Small and tall. What's inside the goods train? Four Smarties, four tiny, tiny Smarties. Oh, I was just wondering how long they ride around in the goods train before you ate them. One. Two. That's two in your mouth. Three. Have they all gone?
Yeah.
And the other one as well?
No.
There aren't any more, darling. That was it. There were just four left in the bottom of the packet. Now, I thought I'd put them in the goods train and then you can carry them round. But oh no. Gone in your tummy, haven't they?
Mmm.
Mmm. Oh dear. I don't know. You're quite tired now. Look at the tired boy. What's he doing? Dropping all the trains on the floor? You hear that aeroplane?
Is
it a helicopter? It sounds more like an aeroplane. Do you think it's going to Spain?
No. Manchester.
You think it's going to Manchester? It could well be. Could be flying over Manchester, couldn't it?
No, see it.
No, it's a little bit too dull today, isn't it?
Not in there.
You put your hand inside the box. Is it empty? Where are all the trains?
Two trains, please. One train.
Seen Purdy, have we?
No, I don't know it is.
She gone upstairs?
What
do you think she's doing upstairs?
Doing.
What do you think she's doing?
Bimba lorry.
The bimba lorry? What do you think she's doing with the bimba lorry? That's tomorrow, isn't it, the bimba lorry? Remember to put our rubbish out. Sit we? What about the whales?
Whales do.
Not the wheels, the whales. The blue, red and yellow whale. You make them into a train, don't you? You're enjoying this, aren't you? There's going to be lots of tidying up at the end. Just remember Grandma and Grandmother coming in a few minutes.
Yes, the whales.
What will they say? Oh dear, what a mess. Won't they? Grandma will be tutting. What will she be doing?
Tutting.
Tutting, she'll go, oh, Thomas, what a mess. Won't she? And what would you say? Oh, it was me, Grandma. I dropped all my toys on the floor. Would you say that to her?
Little train.
Yes, it was me, Grandma. I dropped everything on the floor, made a mess.